Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Taking calls at 248-539-9797. I want to get to some more of these ticket texts that have come in. Hey, Gator, I get where Evan's coming from. As a Michigan fan, I couldn't stand that short stint that Mateen Cleaves had with the Pistons. That's from Quentin. It was a very short stint, and Mateen was an outstanding college player, just not there for the NBA game. I'm a huge Michigan fan, but my nephew recently played hockey at Michigan State. It wasn't easy rooting for Michigan State. That's from Jason and Carlton. Well, I understand what you're saying. My niece goes to Michigan. I love my niece. I'm very proud of her for going to Michigan, but I won't root for Michigan. That's not going to happen.
Does she play sports or anything?
No, I mean, she does like intramural stuff.
But if she were an athlete and she said, hey, Uncle Scott, I need you to throw on my jersey. It's going to motivate me.
What are you doing? I mean, for her, yeah, of course. Okay, shut up.
Gator would wear a Michigan jersey.
But she wouldn't be playing football or basketball. No.
Woo! I got to tell Doug when he comes back.
Fortunately, she's not, you know.
I finally did it.
You did nothing. You did nothing, sir. Gator said he would never sing Hail to the Victors. Had a cousin who was a huge MSU fan pass away to the end of his funeral. They played the MSU fight song. I chose not to sing it. What would Gator do, Dave and Waterford?
Wow, this is... See, you thought I was being rough, man.
What?
So let me just get this straight real quick. His cousin passes away who's a huge MSU fan. At the end of the funeral or at some point, they play MSU fight song.
Right.
And everyone's singing it, I take it. And he chose just not to say anything.
Right.
Because he can't do that because he's such a Michigan fan.
Apparently, yeah.
And he asked, Gator, what would you do?
I don't know the words to the Michigan fight song.
What did they put him up there for? You just like the Star Spangled Banner.
I hate this topic. I really do. I hate this topic.
You guys.
I mean, it depends. It depends on who the person is at the funeral. Good God.
Wow. Heartless, man.
Well, it depends. How close of a friend are we talking, you know?
You're a pallbearer.
For a pall. How do you come up with that? You're a pallbearer. Come on.
Hey, we're all doing this, man. Scott, you in, right?
It'll be like me at church where you kind of like, you're reading the hymnal and you might, I don't sing it. I just kind of mouth the words. Maybe I'd do that. I don't think I could actually sing it.
We need you to pump your fist at the right moments.
I don't know what those right moments are. No. No, probably not.
Okay. I don't think I would. All right.
Makes me heartless and cold. I'm sure it does.
Fair enough.
Would I wear a Charles Woodson jersey? Not from the University of Michigan.
But
I love Charles Woodson. I wish to God Charles Woodson played for the Lions. I was a big fan of his. What a freak athlete. That guy was fun to watch. He was great. I love Denard Robinson, too, by the way. But no, I would never wear one of their Michigan jerseys. If the Lions would win a Super Bowl, I'd dress in khakis like Harbs, and I'd have a month of sleepovers and kickers, and I support Al-Qaeda more than the University of Michigan.
Football, baby. Lions.
I support Al-Qaeda more than Michigan.
Oh, so he doesn't like Michigan. But he would do all that.
Do all that. Hey, if it meant for Lions, well, these are just ridiculous hypotheticals. We're not getting into that anymore. Forget it. Stop it. Just
would you
stop
put on
it.
Some khakis? Have you stopped wearing khakis since Harbaugh became the coach of Michigan?
I never really wore khakis to be. I mean, I have a pair, a couple pairs. Occasionally I'll wear them.
Okay.
You know, but haven't worn any in the last 5 years? Maybe not. Maybe I haven't, subconsciously.
And no sleepovers with kickers.
Or consciously. No. No sleepovers. That's a standard, right? That just doesn't happen. All right, so you brought this up to my attention today. With NBA free agency, everybody's signing kind of crazy contracts, right? We saw Chris Paul get a 4-year contract for $120 million.
Well, after he turned down,
one in 44. Yeah.
Long term, better for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, he just made himself, you know, $80 million. So that's not bad. If he, I suppose, if he lives out the if he plays the duration of the contract, yeah. But there've been some crazy numbers thrown out for people. Here's a crazy number: 5 years, $90 million for a player that averaged 13 points a game last year, a player that's averaged 12 points a game in his career, a player that shoots over 40% from three-point land. In fact, over 42% in his career. But great, he shoots over 42% in his career, but still, he's only contributing 12 points a game. So, if he can knock down four threes in the game and that's all he does, okay. But 5 years and $90 million, $18 million a year, for that skill set, it's a very particular set of skills.
Yes, it is.
He's a three-point assassin.
Good luck.
Good luck. Marco from Tripoya would probably sign this guy to a 5-year, $90 million contract. The guy is Duncan Robinson, former University of Michigan basketball player, former Williams College basketball player. At Williams College in 2013-14, during that season, Duncan Robinson shot 45% from three-point land, averaged 17 points a game in 32 games played that year. He then went on to Michigan, played three seasons at Michigan, and he averaged 9 points a game in his career. Did nothing special.
Went undrafted.
Goes to the NBA.
Well, first the G League.
Right. Sorry, yes. He has his other trajectory going elsewhere and ends up with the Miami Heat in 2018-2019 and plays 3 years with the Miami Heat and then now signs this ridiculous contract, 5 years, $90 million. First of all.
Yeah, bravo.
Seriously. You can turn that into $90 million for 5 years when you're a 12-point-a-game guy.
NBA contracts are guaranteed. He's getting $90 million. $90 million for Duncan Robinson.
The same Duncan Robinson that scored 9 points a game at Michigan. This guy, late bloomer. Well, I guess he's always been a shoot. He can always shoot from three-point land, but was he getting that shot off? That's the thing. Well, in the NBA, he's been able to still shoot a real high percentage. He gets $90 million. Bring this up because, as you mentioned, Kang, Division III athlete, Williams College. Got to give shout outs to anybody who played Division III, period, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, Doug would have loved this, but, and I talked to you in show prep about it. I say we go D2 as well, Gator.
Okay.
And you know, anyone that played a sport at a D2 or D3 school, call in. Let us know what your sport is. Because basically, Duncan Robinson is your messiah, right?
This is a hero, right?
This is the biggest contract ever signed for an undrafted player in the NBA. Now, the NBA is not lacking in money, of course. Every year, it seems like just, you know, $1 billion is being thrown out there in free agent money, you know. The NBA has tons of money. Their economics are fine. They have a huge TV contract. They're clearly spending their money on their players. It's worth it for them. Overpay, whatever you want to say. They have the money. They're spending it. Duncan Robinson, you mentioned all the stats. 12 points a game. Basically, he's just out there shooting threes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at his shot chart, maybe one or two shots inside the arc, maybe. There's games he's gone where he's only shot three-pointers. He'll go 4 for 10 for from the field?
From 3 point, right.
That's your job. Yeah.
Your job is to sit out beyond the arc, wait for the pass, and come off screens, whatever it is,
just get that 3 point shot off. And guess what? He's going to make a great living off it, $90 million. So like you said, Gator, I'd love to hear from any D2, D3 athlete, and then call and tell us what sport you play.
Because what was your sport? Where did you play?
Yeah. Did you say Williams College?
Williams College.
For me, I didn't obviously play D2 or D3 or D1 sports. The closest I know is my neighbor growing up played. I believe it was a full ride. Could be wrong on that, but he got a scholarship, I believe, to play basketball at a D2 school.
Oh.
Now, it was a D1 school for hockey, but D2 for basketball, and that's Lake Superior State.
Oh, look at that.
So, whatever is going to help you pay some of that college degree off, hey, that's a clap, too.
Absolutely.
That's hard to do.
Absolutely. Before NIL.
Exactly. So, yeah, Lake Superior State, obviously known more as a hockey school, but they do have a basketball program. I think they still do. But at the time, he got a full ride to play basketball.
Yeah, my brother got a, I don't know if they call it a scholarship or it was a grant of some kind. He was a swimmer, and he swam at Alma College.
Alma.
Yeah. I had a couple other friends of mine that played football at Albion. I know some kids that played baseball at some of the other schools in Kalamazoo College. I think it's awesome to be able to continue to chase that dream after high school. And you're playing Division III. You're basically just playing because you love the game, right? You're not expecting to get drafted or anything like that. But Duncan Robinson played Division III, was able to transfer to Michigan, didn't really do a whole lot at Michigan. Went to the G League, didn't get drafted in the NBA, and then signs a contract with the Miami Heat. And then 3 years later, this guy just signed a 5-year, $90 million contract. We want to give all the props out. Did you play Division II or Division III sports? If so, what was the sport and where did you play? So, looking at some of my response on Twitch from MDub76, Alma Scott's one bro went there. All right. We had from Kyle the Machinist. This is not me, but a guy I work with played football at Wayne State, but he got hurt and stopped. Said he was glad he got hurt because he only went there for the scholarship. Bro played basketball at Kalamazoo in early the 90s. Never played. This is from Big D Dog. I never played college football, but I once scored 4 touchdowns in the game for Polk High.
I don't believe that text. Or was it Twitch you said? I don't believe that comment. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not from Al Bundy, so that's hard to believe. I understand that.
Only one man has scored 4 touchdowns for Paul Kai, and we all know who that was.
That's right. That's right. Al frickin' Bundy. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Let's go to the phones. Corey's on his cell phone. Corey, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you guys talking about this topic because it's actually a long time joke with my friends and family that they don't remember where I went to college. I played Division III football at Adrian College.
Nice, nice. When did you play?
What's that?
When did you play?
Back in 2013.
Okay, all right. You played Adrian. What position did you play?
So I played quarterback in high school. I ended up kicking in college.
That's interesting. Did you kick in high school?
Not at all.
Not at all?
It's something I kind of learned from.
So, you there? You kind of learned from where?
Yep, I learned it from some older guys when I was a freshman. I pretty much, and it kind of goes along with the Division III mindset. I realized I wouldn't be playing quarterback at that level, so I ended up switching positions and just kind of wanted to stick with it.
Well, congratulations, Corey. So you got to love this story of Duncan Robinson.
I do. Yeah, it's nice to see a guy making that growth and sticking with it, and whether he did it to stick around and enjoy it for a while or whatever, it ended up working out for him. So it's awesome to see those stories. Coming along.
Thanks, Corey. I appreciate it. Kane, do you think you'd be better off being a star at a Division II or Division III or transferring after 1 year and do what Duncan Robinson did?
Well,
he didn't do much. I'm just saying, I'm not slamming the guy. He didn't do much at Michigan, but he was 9 point a game guy at Division I school.
If you're asking me, forget the NBA contract. Let's just say
because you don't even know that's there. Yeah.
Exactly. Because with the NBA contract, you're taking his route all day, every day. But let's just say he goes undrafted and never plays pro ball. You know, anything more than like overseas or something at best. Let's just say no pro ball. He just has his career in Michigan, becomes an accountant after whatever. I'd still take that route. To be able to play D1, and he actually played. It wasn't like he was on the end of the bench waving the towel the whole time. He played. So I think he made the right choice just in that aspect alone, where he could have stayed at what I keep forgetting the call.
Williams College. It's Williams in College. Massachusetts.
Yeah. He could have stayed at Williams College, been the all-time leading scorer for all I know, whatever it is, right? Broke all the three-point records and then moved on and became an accountant, like I said. Yeah. Or he goes to Michigan, averages 9 points a game, plays, you know, a decent amount, and then goes on with his life becoming an accountant or a realtor or whatever. I still think, for me, I would take that route. Now, if you're a teammate of his at Williams College, and you look at Duncan Robinson now, I don't care what anyone says. There's no way you would look at him and go, this dude's going to be making, he's going to sign a $90 million contract 1 year. You know, I don't care if he was shooting from half court, 10 for 10 in practice. Like, no way. You just, that's why this story is pretty incredible. This doesn't happen. He's the exception to the rule. And that's why I think when you take these calls and you read the text, people are going to come up here and tell us that, yeah, they play, they're okay, but you got to give the pros of the pros, they're absolutely due. Like, these guys are the less than 1% that make it, and that's how good they are. Duncan Robinson, you got to give him credit, man. He's one of the best in the world at shooting the three, can D up a little bit, and hey, he earned his contract. Good for him.
Absolutely. It is a fantastic story. I'm amazed that he's turned it into that, but good for him. Patrick's in Livonia. Patrick, welcome to 97 on the Ticket.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I swam Division III, swam in Division III Carthage College in the fine city of Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Carthage.
No, and I didn't realize that the Kenosha Kickers were such a big deal until after college. So,
yeah, who knew? Who knew?
From home alone, yeah. But fun little fact about Division III swimming. On the prelims for the 4x100 medley relay, Andrew Wilson was the first ever Division III athlete swimmer to compete in the Olympics and earn a medal. So it's in swimming, the line outside of Division I, the lines are getting blurred between Division II and Division III, which is kind of great to see. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Patrick.
Oh, I was going to ask him a question, Gator.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe you know, but so in swimming, is it just the D1 guys? Like he mentioned someone that actually made the Olympics.
Yeah. What he's saying is the line's getting blurred.
So is that the equivalent of what Duncan Robinson has done?
It's a great question. Like, it kind of is, I think.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. We got a D2, D3 swimmer that's won an Olympic medal? That's got to be.
That's huge. That's
unbelievable,
huge.
Right?
It is unbelievable. It is absolutely unbelievable.
Well, I wanted to ask Patrick.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm just, I'm thinking back. That's incredible because the best swimmers in high school go on to big colleges.
Stanford or the Pac-12 or something like that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. They go to those big schools. If you continue on and swim in Division III, it's because you still want to compete.
Exactly. Right?
I mean, you don't expect to get
stay
better.
Local or whatever.
I wouldn't expect you to think you're going to get better. Or appreciably better.
Yeah,
where you're
like, so much,
you know,
like,
what?
Oh my God.
I might qualify for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Like, what? You're at Calvin.
Yes.
How's that going to happen?
You mean Calvin's house? No, the college.
Oh, Calvin College. Oh, huh. That is impressive. Yes. Jason's in Livonia. Jason, welcome to 97 on the Ticket.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, Jason.
So I played soccer at Lewis University in Romeoville, Illinois.
Wow.
We were the Flyers. We had an actual airport because most people that went there were for aviation.
Romeoville, Illinois?
Yep.
Where is that?
I think it was like an hour south of Chicago, and you couldn't use a credit card pretty much anywhere. It was such a small town.
So you're between Chicago and Champaign.
You're pretty much by Joliet, so Blues Brothers fans with the prison there.
Gotcha. Wow.
Fun fact though about Lewis was it was pretty much either for aviation or it was for sports. So we had the we had the national champs for men's volleyball. It was the first time like a D2 school had won. And then the next year they had to forfeit it because everybody was professional on the team.
Everybody's professional?
Yeah, so like all the guys from like Brazil, Spain that were on the team had all played professionally. So it was kind of the reason why they ended up being like the big powerhouse like UCLA. And
that's a massive scandal.
Yeah, so that was, but it was huge on campus.
Yeah, why would it should have been huge nationwide. I wish I knew that story. That's amazing. The whole volleyball team they were pros from, you know, South America.
Pretty much.
Amazing.
And then the only thing that was kind of cool for soccer-wise, at least, it might be different now, is that back in the day, a lot of the D2 guys would get drafted into the MLS, and a lot of it was because of the like different rules NCAA had for, like, you can, like, some guys would come over from England or different countries, or you'd take guys whose grades weren't good enough to go play D1. So you had a lot of D2 schools that were pretty good talent.
Sure. Yeah, it's thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It's kind of like a junior college for football that the kids that don't get the grades got to get the grades up, so they go to junior college.
Yeah, exactly. This does happen in football a little bit where they transfer from, like you said, the JUCO transfers,
yeah.
And sometimes even the guys that stayed like D2 or wherever, like I forget where Alcorn State was listed as when Steve McNair got drafted, but he was like the third overall pick or whatever.
Yeah.
And he didn't play big time, college program, Alabama or anything like that.
Right, right.
So this does happen in football every now and then. Usually maybe in the fifth, sixth round where they take a chance on a guy who's really good at, a different division.
Right, but you get this small, like Walter Payton and Jerry Rice went to the HBSUs and it's amazing when you get the players that are that good. You can't help but notice them. You can't ignore that talent. It's too good. And Steve McNair is a great example of going to Alcorn State. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. More of your calls and texts. We continue talking about. We want the shout outs, man. Were you a Division III or Division II athlete? Duncan Robinson started his career in college basketball at Williams College, went to Michigan, was okay, 9 points a game at Michigan. Went to the G League, didn't get drafted, and then signs a deal with the Miami Heat, plays there for a few years, and now turns that into a 5-year, $90 million contract. From Williams College playing hoops to a $90 million contract. That's why we're talking about Division II and Division III athletes here, and 97-1, the ticket. Kang, apparently a lot of people played Division II or Division III sports, which is cool.
No, it's really cool.
It's totally cool.
And then they go on to sign $90 million contracts, right?
No, only Duncan Robinson did that.
No? That's not everybody?
No. Dang. But the thing is, here's what's kind of crazy about this. Like, the only reason Duncan Robinson was able to do it is probably because he transferred to Michigan, right?
Obviously.
To get his name out there.
Yeah.
Still, an amazing story.
Absolutely.
5 years, $90 million.
Awesome. I mean, he was one of the, it was a weaker free agent market this year, but he was one of the guys that people were targeting. Obviously, Miami wanted to keep him. You know, they didn't want to let him go anywhere, and he's very important to their team. And my man just shoots and knocks down threes.
Yeah,
what he does.
He's, 42% is how well he's knocking down those threes.
And he shoots a lot, though. It's not like he just shoots, a couple a game and it's 42%. He shoots a lot of threes.
But it's all he shoots.
Yeah, basically, and he's 42% of them, man. It's really good.
Some ticket tax coming in. Play JUCO golf in Michigan. Duncan Robinson equivalent would be me becoming a top 50 golfer in the world. I'm sitting in my car for my 1 hour lunch right now. I am no Duncan Robinson.
Oh, yeah. Well, does Duncan Robinson get a 1 hour lunch?
Good call. It's a great call.
I wonder if Duncan Robinson has to sit in his car and eat lunch too.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I got a friend of mine who's a. He was a scholarship golfer at South Carolina State, actually. So I don't know. I think that's Division II, Division III. That works. Was a hustler back in high school playing golf.
On the course?
Yeah, he would hustle people for money at some of the local courses in town. This guy's got great stories. He's awesome. Proud Kalamazoo College Hornet basketball football alumni here. Lifelong friends from the years there. But unfortunately, No $90 million contract, LOL. I pitched at Grand Valley, was on the team with Matt Thornton back in 97, who far and away had the most post-collegiate success of anybody else on that team. He made a couple nickels in his time in the show. That's from Matt in a truck. Yeah, Matt Thornton played at Grand Valley. Also played with the Chicago White Sox and Seattle Mariners, Boston Red Sox. He made more than a couple nickels in his career because he played a long time in Major League Baseball. He made over $28 million in his career playing for all of those teams. So that's kind of cool. Let's go back to the phones, 248-539-9797. Giovanni is in Walled Lake. Giovanni, welcome to 97 on the ticket. Giovanni. Gio.
Yep. How you doing, fellas?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Yeah, this is an absolutely amazing story. I definitely agree with the guys, the golfer there. I myself was a Division III basketball player at a college that's now extinct, Marygrove College. I played basketball there, but prior to Marygrove, I was a junior college athlete. I played at Oakland Community College and transferred over there. I think it's absolutely just preposterous, but I'm happy for the guy because it's just an amazing story, that's for sure.
It's unbelievable. Like, when you transferred into Marygrove, did you have any thoughts of, hey, if I do okay here, then maybe I could transfer to a D1 school?
No, that was never on the radar. I tell you what, I did have a couple offers from other Division III schools, but my grades were great. I was looking for playing time, though.
Yeah.
And Marygrove was not only offering me some scholarship for athletic, but they were also offering some money for academic also, too. But, yeah, no, I was never thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to transfer D1. But there actually was a couple of guys that transferred from D1 to Marygrove. One guy, he played for the Harlem Globetrotters. His name was, like, Will Bullard. This was after I left there and graduated, but yeah, it was pretty cool times. But yeah, nothing like this. Nobody ever thinks of stuff like this at that level.
No, I guess not. That's why it's a great story. Thanks, Giovanni. Appreciate it.
I mean, if you ask Duncan Robinson when he was at Williams College, I mean, his dream probably was what you just said, Gator. Just hopefully I transfer to a D1 school.
Yep.
That's like, you know, step by step, man. I just got to get to a D1 campus. Get me on the team somehow. No one's thinking like Gio said. Hey, I'm looking to go pro somehow. You know, it's like,
yeah, right. And I guess you certainly wouldn't do that after you've spent a couple years at like Division III or something like that. And then Duncan Robinson only spent 1 year at Williams College,
mm-hmm.
and he must have been on the radar prior to going to Williams College. I mean, I'm sure
things had to work
camps,
out for anyone from Beeline staff to even scout him or know him, or they sent him just nonstop tapes or whatever. You know it. It's all about timing and just everything worked out for Duncan. That's good for him, man. He was able to get on Michigan's campus and play.
Rob is in Warren. Rob, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
How's it going?
All right, Rob.
I played center for Ferris State.
Basketball or football?
Football.
Okay.
So they pay your tuition. They don't pay your room and board. So that's a difference.
Well, that still helps.
Right now, go ahead. Ferris State right now has four guys on NFL rosters.
Is that right?
Yep. They got the guy down in Miami and a guy in Buffalo. Ziegler, I believe his name.
Yeah, there are plays. I mean, even like schools like Saginaw Valley State has put players into the NFL. We've seen Grand Valley put players into the NFL. It's
sure.
I mean, if you got talent, scouts are going to find you. And that's kind of cool. I'm guessing you never had any designs thinking you were going to play pro.
Well, I'm still a free agent. No one picked me up. And I played in 1985, so.
Well, there's still some tread on the tire, right?
I'm waiting
All right.
for that phone to ring.
You got to be proactive, Rob. All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 248-539-9797. Billy is in Adrian. Billy, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. So I went to Siena Heights University to run track. Guy I ran in college with, he's one of my best friends. And after high school, he just went to his mom's house and lived with her and ate Cheetos on his couch for over a year. He gained like 20 pounds. I graduated the next year. And I told him, I was like, dude, you need to come to college with me. I already talked to the track coach, and he wants you. He remembers you. So he got off his couch. He went to the first practice of the 10-mile time trial.
ended up throwing up all over the place.
It's a lot of Cheetos.
Yes. But long story short, 2 years later, he is a national runner-up and just an absolute stud on the track.
Wow.
And it was just, yeah, just watching him over those 4 years. You know, I was mediocre, so we don't need to talk about me. But
well, it, the interesting, and thanks for the call, the interesting thing about that with like track or with swimming, you're competing against a clock.
Exactly.
It's not like basketball or football where it's you're against somebody else and their talent can outweigh your talent. This is, what do you got? Just you.
I was just going to bring up the same thing, Gator. Like when you compete at, you know, in the Big Ten, right? You play against Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State. How are you stacking up against the best?
Yeah.
When you're in a track or a swimmer, when you're competing against the clock, yeah. Now, do other people motivate you and get you to, you know, swim faster or run faster? For sure. But really, the clock is your enemy. Now, the thing is, you're not getting the training. You're not getting the coaching that they do at the big schools.
Yeah.
So it's almost,
impressive.
Yeah. It's not all on you, but a lot of it's on you. And unfortunately, what kind of coaching do they have? What kind of training facilities do they have in the smaller schools? If you can somehow, hey, this, if you run fast, it doesn't matter where you run fast, right? You're just fast.
You're fast.
But in team sports, for example, like basketball or football, it matters where did you
totally
play.
Totally different.
Where did you play well at?
All the team sports is completely different. And
I mean,
that's why it's cool to hear, like, the, you know, the, if you hear of an Olympic athlete that came from, you know, a Division III school, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Because they're everywhere.
But so, for example, this past draft, it's not D2, but it wasn't D1, Trey Lance. The biggest thing everyone kept saying, well, his competition, who'd he play against, all his stuff.
These are the knocks. People want to knock you down because they don't know how to evaluate you.
Yeah, but if Trey Lance ran a sub, you know, 10, 100 meter or whatever, you'd be like, he's just fast. It doesn't matter where he ran.
Yeah.
Who cares if it was at North Dakota State?
That's the difference with track and swimming and, you know, sports like that. And like golf, even. Even golf is like that because you're competing against the course. You're not, I mean, it's not like what you're, oh, this guy next to me. Yeah, okay, you can have side bets. That's great. But you're competing against the course, which that's why sports is great. It's all different.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.